It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's Tucker's Tape, brought to you by DraftKings. And week two, football's in the books. Now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week three. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week three, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. It's a deal you can't pass up. You can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. How can you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3, bet a dollar on them, win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, it's quarter number two. That means it's Tucker's Tape. We welcome in Ross Tucker. And Ross, after so many weeks of talking about a canceled season and revotes, we finally get to talk about actual football. And I wanted to use this opportunity to get an early team preview from you. I mean, let's start with this. You've been really high on this Penn State team. Why is that?
Well, I just think that they've got a lot of talent in the right places. They've got a lot of experience coming back. I think it should be the best offensive line of the James Franklin era. Now, listen, I said that a couple years ago, and it didn't end up being true. So that makes me a little bit nervous. They've got a returning starting quarterback in his second year, so that's always a good thing. They've got an All-American tight end. You know, they've got an unbelievable stable of running backs. They've got a lot back on the defensive line, and they've got, I feel like, depth and talent there, even though they did lose Etor Gross Matos. And the linebackers are really, really good. Now, I was even higher when they had Micah Parsons, clearly, as, you know, an unbelievable difference-making player. I don't think he'll be back this year, Jim. You know, maybe this will be one of the questions and ask Ross, but I saw a couple of days ago where, you know, he tweeted out his Cameo profile, which I have one as well. Those are like the video shout outs you can do, Jim, that people, you know, hire you for. Mm-hmm. So I guess my only thought was if Micah was trying to come back and play this year, I don't think he'd be putting out his Cameo profile to try to get some extra money. Or maybe he's just trying to do that before he tries to come back. I don't know. But I don't think it's likely. But as I've mentioned time and time again, you know, if there was a position where they could probably absorb a big loss, it's probably linebacker, because I think they've got four guys at least that are going to play very well there, with Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon, Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luceda, and they're even talking up Charlie Catcher too. So that's five, but certainly four that I feel really good about being able to make plays and rotate those guys through. They've got a lot of experience on the back end. Really, both safeties have played a decent amount of football. They've got four corners that have played a lot of football. I mean, they've got a lot of depth. They've got a lot of talent. You know, they did lose some guys, certainly like a John Reed, but I think they're replacing him with some pretty good players as well. I think they have a chance to have a really special season. I mean, obviously the one position I didn't spend very much time on was wide receiver. That's clearly the position that appears to be on paper lacking the most. It is a concern. You know, I think Jahan Dotson's a known commodity, but they're certainly going to have to get more from him this year. But I guess I kind of feel like one of these other guys will step up, you know, whether it's Daniel George or maybe it's a true freshman like Keandre Lambert Smith. But they can throw the ball plenty to Freiermuth and Dotson and the running backs out of the backfield, I think, and get a lot of production out of those guys. I think they have a chance to have a really, really special year. You know, the two things that are negatives, obviously, are not having Micah Parsons, number one, and number two, their biggest game of the season against Ohio State. This is a year where they get them at home, which is always when Penn State has a better chance to knock them off, white out, the whole deal, electric environment. And obviously, that's not going to be the case. So those are the two negatives, I guess, in my mind, Jim, in terms of it really being a really, really special season.
The one thing you didn't mention, Ross, is the new offensive coordinator, Kurt Schiracha. We all remember him as the offensive coordinator for Minnesota. It looked like a wonderful game plan that he had to beat Penn State last year. What effect is he going to have? How's the offense going to look different with him?
You know, I don't think any of us really know. It's interesting. You know, he was talking about the fact that they didn't use a tight end that much at Minnesota. Well, he didn't have an All-American tight end at Minnesota, right? So that changes things a little bit. So we haven't really seen him in a while. I guess maybe going back to his Delaware or Rutgers day with a tight end like Freiermuth. So I don't know that we have a great feel for what Schiracha will do now that he has that kind of tight end. I do know this. He certainly seemed to get the most out of that Minnesota quarterback last year. Now, in fairness, you know, they had two NFL wide receivers. You know, you're watching that game, and I don't think I knew before that game that, you know, Bateman's going to be a first-round pick and Tyler Johnson was a mid-round pick. I mean, that's pretty good, Jim. So, you know, I'm watching this Minnesota quarterback throw all over Penn State and these receivers. Well, it turns out they're all good players. You know, it's not like these are just run-of-the-mill guys. I mean, they're legit dudes. But I think he'll utilize the talent that they have. I'd love to see him have some sets with a couple different running backs out there because I think those guys are all really good players. But I just have a lot of faith based on what he did in Minnesota that he's going to get the most out of Sean Clifford. The question obviously will be, how long does it take this Penn State group offensively to really fit in and absorb what Schiracha wants them to do? You know, there's always some feeling out process with a new coordinator like that and in a new offense, even if the nomenclature is the same, and they don't have a lot of time. I mean, the second game is Ohio State. So that's unfortunate. I also know, you know, they've got an offensive line coach in Phil Troutwine who's changing a bunch of their techniques. And like anything in life, you know, the more you do something, the more you master it. And he has things he believes in that are different than what Matt Limegrover was doing. But, and that's what he wants these guys to do. And I'm sure they've been working on it. But does that take some time? You know, they had been doing the Limegrover stuff. Guys like Michael Mennett and Fries and Thorpe, I mean, Miranda, they've been doing the Limegrover stuff for 3 or 4 years. So I think that's part of why they got so proficient at it and were so good up front last year. Do they not take the next step as they're kind of learning new techniques? I've talked about this previously, Jim, but I felt like that's one of the things that sort of hurt me in my career a little bit. And look, it's nobody's fault but my own. I should have been better and good enough to stay with one team. But, you know, when there's a coaching change, the new coach comes in, and that's not my fault, in Washington in 2002, and his techniques are different. And then next thing you know, you're trying to learn those techniques, and it's different than what I was taught the year before. And then I get cut, and I go somewhere else, and they've got new techniques they want me to know. And so, you know, I ended up, between playing every position and switching techniques so much, I was a classic jack of all trades, master of none. I just want to make sure that these Penn State players, Rashid Walker at left tackle, Fries and Wallace at Rite Med. I want them to master their craft.
And as you said, they get the biggest test very early in the season in week two with Ohio State. Ross, I wanted to ask you also, you mentioned this already about the wide receivers. That's got to be the biggest question mark as far as personnel goes. Is wide receiver, though, one of the easier positions for a young player to step up and be a factor? There's several redshirt freshmen and true freshmen among this group. So is wide receiver a little bit easier for someone to step up?
It's a great question because we have seen, you know, some of these guys at Clemson and Alabama, you know, Justin Ross and some of these Alabama guys certainly come to mind, Jerry Jeudy, with what they're able to do as true freshmen. But then there are other guys, even Jahan Dotson to some extent, or, you know, KJ Hamler is a redshirt freshman. But then there are other guys that it's just so different than high school football. You know, high school football, a lot of these guys are able to make a lot of plays just because they're bigger or they're faster and they run by guys. You get to college and it's a lot more complicated where you line up, what route you have to run. You need to be able to read the defense while you're running your route, both pre-snap and post-snap, be on the same page with the quarterback. And I think some guys, that's no problem for them. Some guys, the mental part of being a college football player, it takes them a couple years to really get that. I don't know what the case is with these young Penn State guys. We're going to find out, though, because they're going to need one of these young guys, I think, whether it's Dunmore or Jones or Lambert Smith or whoever. They're going to need one of these young guys, I think, to step up and make some plays. And it's not like they're getting, and I know people are tired of this name, but it's not like it's Julian Fleming, right? Where it's arguably the number one player in the country, one of the top 10 players in the country, where, you know, you think you can plug him right in. The guys they've gotten are not ranked as high.
Well, yes, opening that up, that wound of Julian Fleming really quickly in the last couple seconds we have, Ross. You often talk about the elite teams having that special defensive tackle. Does Penn State have any guy who fits that description?
I think Mustafer's got a chance. I think Mustafer's got a chance to be a real difference-making tackle this year. And I think Alway's the same way on the edge. I think we kind of know what Shaka Toney is, but I think those two guys in their third years have a chance to really take a big step this year.
All right. Thank you, Ross. That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stay tuned for Ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.